This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sprint says we'll give 1 million low-income high school students a free device and a free high-speed data plan until graduation. Facebook is also working to bring to the U.S. a service known as Free Basics, which gives people free access to certain websites, of course, including Facebook. Comcast finally loosened requirements for its low-cost broadband service, expanding it to anyone in public housing. The Trump campaign has embraced WikiLeaks and its trove of email dumps from hacking Democratic officials in an extraordinary turnabout after years of bipartisan criticism of the organization and its leader, Julian Assange, for past disclosures of American national security intelligence and other confidential information. The accusation that Russian agents are now playing an almost daily role in helping fuel Trump's latest political attacks on Clinton raises far greater concerns, though, about foreign interference in a presidential election for many experts. The king of Thailand, who held the throne for more than 70 years, died in Bangkok. He was 88 and one of the longest reigning monarchs in history. He's politically influential and highly revered in a deeply polarized country, and his death casts a pall of uncertainty across Thailand. 21 attorneys general from predominantly Republican states have requested that a Texas court issue an emergency preliminary injunction against the Department of Labor's final overtime rule. Even in booming fields like web development and pastry dining work, wages are not increasing, according to experts, because employers have an underappreciated capacity to slow the upward march of wages by hiring less experienced and credentialed candidates. Several of the Republican Party's most generous donors have called on the Republican National Committee to disavow Trump, saying that allegations by multiple women that Trump had groped or made inappropriate sexual advances toward them threatened to inflict lasting damage on the party's image. Justice Department said it would start collecting nationwide data early next year on police shootings and other violent encounters with the public after a series of protests and investigations since 2014 spurred a string of deadly episodes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.